There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him. And,
yep. Most regrettable.
You know, when she was, just says something about, like, so have you folded that laundry yet? The laundry?
Yeah.
Have you? The laundry. Folded it. And I'm like, huh? I'm sorry. It's one of the workplace hazards is that I will lose my hearing at some point.
I'm like, I'm so hard to do two things at once. Like if I'm watching a YouTube short, don't talk to me, basically. And it'll be like, I'll be watching something utterly stupid and useless, but I'll get like actual like house finance questions at me, you know? And I'm like, what? Yeah. You know, or like,
I don't have time for that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You got to pull out of the rabbit hole you're in.
That's right.
To be able to give them your attention.
Yeah. Watching this car crash short.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. See how he flies out of the vehicle? And,
yep. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, and then, man, I'll tell you what I'm bad about is I do write a lot and, is if somebody's talking to me, I will write that out. Last night I was writing a rough draft for a story that I had to publish this morning, and I was listening to my wife and my mother staying with me right now. She's fallen on hard times, so she's visiting. But I was at my house last night, and the two of them were talking about it, and I found myself like typing in their sentences into my story, and I was like, okay, I had to leave. I just left. And when my wife, but she was like, that's kind of rude. You just kind of walked away in the middle of our conversation. I was like, I was not part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And two, you guys were influencing way too much what I was trying to do. You were sabotaging.
And he was like, a Mina man ended up using fabric softener on top of the blanket that our stepmother made for us.
One gets through. He doesn't recognize it.
Yeah.
He hears it on the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, damn it.
following a meeting, a specially called meeting this evening, it was determined that, is Tyler gay?
He just won't commit.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
Because you have to take if you're gay, right?
If I have to take?
If a male is gay, they have to take? They have to be the taker.
I mean, the only way it could be fun is if you did,
both,
right?
If you both
I mean, otherwise, why are you gay?
Yeah. At that point, you just
buy. You're like, no, I don't do butt stuff, but I'm gay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Like, I don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Hand in hand.
Do you have to do butt stuff to be gay?
Because then, like, if you're asexual and gay, then you're just, like, married to your best friend.
Right.
Like, but not worried about it. Like, you just like dudes.
There's no sex.
Yeah, no sex.
I'm sure there are couples out there.
Like, oh, yeah. Just sit down, you know?
Yeah.
Just beers on the couch, put on the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
But then you just happen to sleep in the same bed together.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
You
may hold hands in public.
Yeah. Maybe.
Have your personalized CPAP machines.
Yeah. Call each other gay. Gay, dude. That's gay.
Yeah.
And you can say it because you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, no lisp. No, nothing gay about you. Just
both of you bears.
Yeah.
You know, grizzly. You know what I mean?
Like, that's the thing, dude. I was watching Game of Thrones, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, listen, I'm all for gay people. Like, down with it. Don't care. Do whatever you want.
Right.
You know, get married. I don't care, but I can't watch the shit. I can't watch it. I can't watch two dudes with beards, like, kissing. Like, they put that on, like, a Super Bowl commercial, and they're like, what? What's wrong with you? It's like, dude, I don't like watching mustaches touch each other. It's fucking gross. You know?
I'm not a big fan of PDA, period.
Yeah, that's fair.
So,
that's fair.
You know, I just don't need to see it in public,
and now you can, like, audibly hear two wire brush beards, like, coursing against each other. It just bothers me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't bother me. I'm not going to write an article about it on, RN or whatever, but it's like...
I was going to imagine, you ever been kissed by your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, like on the cheek or top of the head or something.
The other day.
I love you. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he still does it.
Yeah.
A little, his is kiss you on top of the head.
Yes.
You know, I'm your dad. Yeah.
Stubbly.
You feel the stubble.
Yeah.
It's just,
but your dad didn't kiss you on the lips.
Well, no.
I think he did. I remember kissing dad, but like on like when I was real, real long, like, you know, like, yeah. Because you're like teaching kissing right at that point. Like, oh, go kiss the dog, go kiss. And then
it took me a while to be cool with kissing my daughter.
Yeah.
She loves kissing on the, this sounds so bad.
Yeah.
But it's something every parent does with her baby. A little peck.
I've wanted to kiss Miles. Like I'll kiss him on the head and whatnot. I've told you, like, not in a gay way, dude. I'm a gay. But like, I've like have Miles right here, and I just like, why don't we give him a kiss? You know
how insecure we are.
Yeah, as you guys can't just even admit I want to kiss my son.
It sounds
I'm
like
no,
no homo, son.
I'll bleep that one. Don't worry about it. I'll bleep that. We're not allowed.
Just remember, all right?
Yeah, we're not allowed.
Not allowed.
Yeah, no. I've done that type of stuff, or I haven't. I haven't, but like, you know, that stops me. Stops me from being like too, you know, too buddy buddy with my son.
Affectionate, too affectionate.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like if I hug him too much, I gotta like punch him in the gut real quick. Like, you're a bull tap, you know. Like, get him with one of those.
Yeah,
you know?
That would not appropriate.
No,
definitely not.
Yeah.
Today's society, you can't even give your son a good old slap on the behind and say good job, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's some sort of harassment.
Yeah.
Only in the Boy Scouts is that allowed.
Yeah. But it's like, it's no wonder that millions of American men sitting down to watch the Super Bowl can't watch like two dudes kissing on a Super Bowl commercial. I just can't do it. Like, people are not going to like that, you know? And Godspeed to you.
Yeah, and that's fine. At the same time, those same dudes are probably like, what do you think about gay marriage? Ah, whatever. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care.
Exactly.
Whatever. Maybe we don't need to have it. You know what? And if it's fair, we don't need a woman and a man kissing each other on.
And it's
let's just keep it all off.
It's very possible they were just actors and both heterosexual too.
Yeah, true, man. And then imagine, I mean, like, do you ever watch
guys
a commercial?
Were method actors then.
Yeah. They're going at it.
They
ever
were
watch?
Very passionate.
Yeah, you ever watch a commercial or like an extra or like a non-character in a TV show who's just there for a second? Like, who are these people?
Me.
Is this your job?
No, but, well, some of them, yeah. Okay, so I have if that's a true question, was that rhetorical?
A little bit.
Okay, my bad.
I mean, I know what most of them are. Yeah, yeah, they're trying to be actors.
That's true. Good point. Yeah, so
you
a
end
lot
up
of
on
them.
A Tide commercial. I mean, where do you get these people?
A lot of them live in a little communal area that is rented to pretty cheap rent. This is New York City specifically, on the East Coast. But they have a pool of like dozens of these kids.
Craigslist is a big source.
Really?
Yes, public. Absolutely. I've read Craigslist is a big source of extras. There's a particular webisode series that I really like that I looked up. I was like, where do they get these people from? Some of them are extremely good actors.
Yeah.
But I was like, but they're unknown. You try to look them up. There's nothing. Or if there is anything about them, that's their only credit is that particular feature. And it said that the read something where the casting folks said, well, you just go to Craigslist and you find actors, actresses,
but
all
what
they
you,
are.
Like, sometimes you need that specific kind of actress. Like, I need like a fat, ugly woman.
So I'm on an emailer. They do that. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm on an emailer that's like a couple of different, I guess they're talent agencies. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just a regular emailer for you know, what you said, the extras.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, sometimes they'll send, we need a body double for 6'8", 212-pound black man that's, you know, that looks like that can also do basketball style moves.
Right.
Or something. You know what I mean?
Wonder how many white people apply to that. Like, I could do it.
You could just.
I could do it.
Yeah.
And it'd be interesting to see, like, what you actually get. I don't know if you guys have been following some of the ridiculous news out of Google's. They're implementing, like, some AI into their image search field and stuff like that, where it kind of caught a little bit of attention because of just how goofy it was. Like, this is where where politics meet technology and it gets really goofy. My phone's dead. It just died. But I bet if you type in white straight couple on Google Images, you will find very few pictures of white straight couples.
Really? Just be a bunch of like
It's a lot of
black gay dudes.
Homosexual. Is homosexual? Oh, that sounds
bad.
Yeah,
you can say that. Yeah, that's
homogeneous. Homogenous. Same sex. That's what I meant. A lot of same sex couples that might be white, but most of them are probably going to be interracial or people of color.
Pretty sure we're all homogenized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
all humans.
I'm a man.
Yeah. And it was
that's
so
what I
goofy.
Identify as.
Google's AI was so goofy. I did this and I had to like delete it afterwards. Everything you put into the internet gets formulated into an algorithm for you to help generate. You know, now that you like this, why don't you like this?
Yeah.
I heard if you type in. Nazi soldiers.
Okay, yeah.
Wehrmacht soldiers. What you would pull up. So I was like, let me check and see and make sure this isn't just some rage bait or something. So I typed it in. I was getting AI generated images of black and Asian people wearing Nazi outfits. 100%. You type in Nazi soldier, you will get there'll be an Asian chick wearing German military outfits from the 1940s. It's crazy. Somehow someone put some kind of even if you look up Nazis, they got to be woke.
Yeah, woke Nazis. I'm my algorithm doesn't know me. It's giving me nothing but the heroes from World War II. I'm kidding. But yeah, I'm getting straight Nazi photos. Kidding, obviously. But I don't know how all this works. All I know is that I saw something like Katy Perry, Beyonce, Billie Eilish, what's her name? Miranda Lambert are all pissed and wrote an open letter about the AI generated music and how this is bullshit and it does blah, blah, blah. It affects artists like us who put time and work and all the blah, blah, blah. You won't see anybody who actually makes their own music saying this because it might as well be AI generated. Nobody's writing their own music. Those people aren't writing their own music. I mean, it might as well be AI generated. I mean, they just buy a thing from some dude, some producer, nameless producer.
Could be Tyler.
Could be me.
Seriously.
You know, and they wrote it. They did it. They don't only sing the lyrics to it, which is fair enough. You got your talent there, but it's not like you're sitting there like writing the stuff. You know, you're probably not going to see Taylor Swift saying anything about it because she writes all her own shit. Exactly. So
and now making billions on her own without a label doing it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And basically making billions off of the money she made for the label.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
This is a serious like attack on these artists who, I don't imagine any of them have written their actual music in the past, I don't know how long.
That's a good point.
You know?
Does Beyonce write her own country music?
I don't think so, man. She didn't write that shit. That came from some asshole on Madison Avenue.
I love it.
100%.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
I tried to listen.
Jay-Z wrote it? Jay-Z. Don't think so.
Dude, they keep saying that Jay-Z and Beyonce are next with the P. Diddy stuff.
Oh, like they're also diddlings?
Didn't you make that joke last week?
Ashton Kutcher. Kutcher?
That's the one.
Yeah, whichever one.
See the next one?
Yeah, he's on the list too. Uh-oh. Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Of being like a diddler guy?
Just being a little too close to some of Diddy's.
So Diddy's the new...
Diddy's diddler. Diddling
list.
Service.
Yeah. Phone now. So it's like, P. Diddy's the new, what's his face? Epstein.
Epstein Island. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. 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 Diddy has an island, I think.
This is where I forget how many times he's changed his name because I've obviously this has been a lot in the news and I hear Puffy, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs. Anyone know the deal?
All
there?
Of those times. And a couple more, actually.
Yeah. It was Sean Combs and then. He was Puff Daddy for the longest time, which is I will be watching you. Like that, all that
90s
shit.
Puff
Daddy. And then he went to P. Diddy. Because who's going to respect a dude named Puff Daddy? You got to go to P. Diddy. you know, sound more hard.
Right.
You know? And I think between Puff Daddy and P. Diddy is when he shot up some club or had a club shot up or something like that.
Well, and there was a shooting. It was him, his son and like his son's buddy or something walked inside of a place, and then only him and his son walked out.
Yeah, basically.
Something like that. That's the official police report.
Yeah. Whatever he did. Whatever money.
God, must be good to be rich. It must be great.
Yeah, just flushing gold bars down the toilet.
Yeah.
Like not giving a shit. Like a
James Brown shot up. I don't know. Allegedly, gossip says he shot up a nightclub way back in the day. And you had like 13 people come out and say, I did it. You know?
Yeah. But then it all catches up to you. You know what catches up to you? The diddling.
Yeah,
won't. You can shoot
God
up
bless
a club.
America at the end of the day.
Especially with children.
Yeah.
The buck stops there.
Yeah.
Right?
Because a club gets shot up, somehow I get off scot-free. You know, no worries. But you can't mess around with all that.
We haven't had riots in the streets because up to this point, Tupac and Biggie's killers hadn't been caught. You know what I mean?
That's what I thought all this would be about. I thought he was going to get some ancient charge. You know, because there's no statute of limitations on murder, is there?
No.
Right. Yeah. So you can
get
that
might be
some cold case file.
Yeah. I mean, they come, you hear all the time, like, we found the guy who committed the murder 40 years ago.
Yeah. Are they going to do that, like an episode of Cold Case Files? I don't think they're still doing that show, but if they did, where it's like they go up into this old dusty box in the data storeroom in some old police station, open up the folders of Tupac Shakur.
Yeah.
We're going to get back into this.
Actually,
we're going to figure out.
They got him, right? They got that guy.
Yeah, but who you know.
Who called the hit,
you know?
Yeah.
Who made the hit on him?
We all know it was Diddy.
Yeah,
even
it was
M&M
Diddy.
Said
yeah,
it.
Of course. You know? So there you go.
He said, even though at the end he's like, I'm just kidding. You know I love you.
Yeah.
To Diddy.
Yeah. So, what else? We started somewhere where I had something, but
we
I don't know what it is now.
We went off way deep in the rabbit hole now.
Yeah. We're looking at something we've been talking about. Should we talk a little? Can we talk a little bit about it today on this podcast in a manner?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude. It's a small town. You know, I don't want to mention any names or anything like that, but basically the story is, you know, hospital came into town. It's like the circus.
It was like a charlatan selling snake oil.
Yeah. Hospital was built, and it's been a year, and now there's like serious problems with it. And there's heads are rolling, and things are being slashed, and wages and budgets and all that are going down the tubes.
That's tough.
And it's just kind of crazy, man. Small town shit that like you don't consider when you're in a bigger city, or it's like, yeah, we didn't have a hospital for like 5 years, right?
The process, the ball started rolling immediately after the closure of the old hospital,
which was
a
full year or something, right?
It was a good year. It was a good, but yes, you're absolutely right. I'd say certainly a few years that we went without an operational hospital too long for a community. At least, I mean, we're small, but still too big to be operating without a hospital, especially when you have local industries that a lot, their insurance, the insurance that they pay. And let's say if you're an industry that, I don't know, employs 1,500 people and your payroll amounts to $250 million a year, your insurance rate's pretty important stuff. And if your provider is like, you don't have a hospital in town, so that means more, if somebody messes themselves up, they're more likely to die, or things are going to get more expensive the further they have to go for emergency treatment,
right?
Obviously your rates are going to have to go up. It's big stuff. And
Was it designed mainly for emergent treatment, or was there other?
No,
I mean,
so yeah, it's it was just
there other stuff.
Was like a house? Was it supposed to be like a house hospital?
You just where you show up and get everything done.
Where you bring in some like board certified diagnostician?
Ideally, because our former hospital, some of its most profitable components were like its outpatient rehab and its preventative service. You know, as a site for mammograms, colonoscopies, all that fun stuff. I think we talked about last week,
mm-hmm.
and. A big part of the problem was timing. Timing was very, very bad for our local hospital and its development.
The timing of a stroke on Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just before, like right before you were going to open your presents.
Yeah, you got stroke. Yeah, you got to open it with one hand.
We approved a bond, which is just a fancy way to say a loan. In November of 2019, and I don't know if anybody remembers what happened in December of 2019, this thing
some
called
liberal bullshit.
COVID. Yeah, it's a Biden invention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something developed out of a Wuhan street market.
Yeah. Side note, I saw a story about a guy who jumped out of a window because he was in COVID lockdown. This just happened a couple days ago. I was like, there's still COVID lockdowns?
Where at? San Francisco?
Yeah, exactly.
NYC or something? But yeah. Any case, yeah, we were like, oh, let's build a brand new hospital. And then COVID hit. Mm-hmm. And
nobody got sick.
For one, not even counting the economic challenges that COVID's presented that are still lingering. A big thing is healthcare changed a lot during the period of COVID, and I'm not about to use this podcast as a platform to discuss my thoughts on it, but one of the big ones is that people don't like going to hospitals as much as they used to.
So right. Like telehealth and shit like that.
Yeah, telehealth. That, yep. COVID-proof telehealth works.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And I'm also lazy more. Shit.
Exactly. I don't want to go
where I'm going to go there.
AI-based health, like basic healthcare, too.
Yeah. That's bend one. Over, sir.
Yeah. This might be cold.
No lube, man.
He's trying to give us some good, real.
Well, we gotta keep it that's somewhat true. Regrettable.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
That was okay. It. Yeah.
Well, it's crazy, man. Like, so they got through COVID, they opened it up, and blah blah blah, and then now we're here, and it's like I don't know. It's just.
To the point, we had a meeting last night where the officials behind the hospital and particularly ones that are not paid to do
like board members and things
board of governors where one of them said, hey, if we don't have $380,000 given to us by Friday, we will have to close the hospital down.
That's crazy.
Whoa. It's kind of the sword of Damocles right there a little bit. Like negotiating with a gun pointing to yourself at your own head. That's a tough position to be in,
but it's like this small
give us the money or I'll let you have to pull the trigger
in this small town where you could probably count the number of two-story houses on one hand.
Yeah.
There's this massive hospital, right?
Yeah. I was like, are there any?
I've seen a couple.
Does anyone have stairs in their house at all?
Yeah, stairs in their house, which isn't like necessarily a sign of, you know, wealth, but kind of is.
Yeah. And if you can be like, oh, you can use the upstairs bathroom. What a flex, man.
For sure. Should I take the elevator? So, is now like we're looking at this giant, I don't know. I'm just going to go with a number, $30 million facility put there with state of the art, everything inside of it. And it's going to be like a laser tag building in 2 months. Like that's some guy's going to buy it.
It's going to be a great hay barn.
Yeah. It's going to be Dollar General's going to buy it for on the cheap.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like it's scary, man. It's scary what can happen. Like, and then so you open up this thing and it's just riding the margin line, just the whole time. And
nice if it was riding the margin line.
Yeah, fair enough.
That would be great. We would be like, we wouldn't be having this conversation if that's what was happening.
To quote the great President Trump, who knew healthcare was so complicated?
Yeah, no doubt, huh? No
I'm
doubt.
Just learning that.
Yeah. It's a big mess, dude. Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. When they started coming onto our show and talking about like, oh, we're hiring the best people at the best rates, this many, like 300 people gonna get hired right away, got jobs here in Sevier County. I was like, ooh,
yeah,
people
it was cringy.
From here, from here, you're not gonna like bring them in from like India or something, like like from here.
Yeah,
okay.
And it was just certain things that have just like the ball has been dropped in so many things and I had my suspicions, but I don't know, small town journalism is a is an interesting game. It's a political game sometimes, is where you have suspicions and you don't always follow through on them because you don't want to be the person who throws a snowball and it ends up causing an avalanche,
kind of
thing. But like certain things like billing, which is probably if there's one thing more important than providing healthcare is billing for the healthcare that you provide. Hey, don't even help somebody unless you're going to get some money for it. All right. Is how hospitals work.
Yeah.
That is the core guiding principle of, that's of like a hospital.
Wacky funhouse hospital. Like, do you love me? Yeah. We don't bill you.
Yeah. But things like billing taking, 33% longer than it does at another hospital, not following through, a lack of willingness to put people in collections and I understand that's when you're local and you're dealing with a local hospital, the last thing you want to have to do is put local people in collections. But do people gotta pay their bills? This is America. At the end of the day, you gotta pay for what you get.
Yeah.
Simple enough. And if you have an institution that provides a service or a good, and you're not following up with the bills that are owed to you, you will never succeed.
Yeah,
that's true.
And that is just, that's just so basic.
Doesn't matter how many great photo ops you post on Facebook.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how fancy looking your building is, how great, how shiny, how long their titles are.
Yeah. Mm. I have one business that hasn't paid up for over, 6 months or past. You know what I mean?
Got some thumbs to break then.
Nah, right. When I tell you the name, you won't be surprised, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, or they may have actually done the same thing to, over there to us a little bit before y'all came in. Maybe not. Either way. Yeah.
Get out the pliers and start pulling fingernails.
Yeah, yeah. But if you look at them.
Quick.
But if you look, and it ain't, and bills around here, that, $800.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, you look on social media, they're doing so well.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the thing. I feel like people with their bills around here are like, yeah, we'll get to it. It's just so laid back.
Maybe that's
it. And you're supposed to be like, yeah, you'll get to it,
Yeah.
Could you get to it now? Yeah, within 30 days is the agreed upon.
The contract. And it's also 15% goes up.
Perception is reality. And the worse things are, the better face you got to put on to get
through.
That's true.
That's true.
And that you and I have had some conversations where we feel a little bit like maybe we carried water as a media outlet too much for an institution that is now desperately clinging on to sustainability, and I don't feel that, like, I don't feel bad about it, because we got to do our part. We got to prop up this thing.
If we just
from the get go, we're like, this ain't gonna work. Yeah, we wanted it to work. If from the get go we're just like, I don't know, I don't see how the numbers are working out. It's one of those you might create a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
You know?
I just didn't want, I've been having this feeling for the past few months of every time we bring them in or talk about it, I'm gonna be like, if it does go down, then how many people are going to be like, in conjunction with KDQN, their lackeys over there, pulling all the, giving the false stuff out, whatever. It was just like, and I'm not worried about that. I don't care. I wanted it to succeed. There's not a single person I met from the hospital that I didn't like.
Right.
And I thought it was all working good.
And here's the thing.
All good.
Now is the time to start doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And that goes from everyone associated with the hospital to the community. And that means using it if you need it. And for media outlets, that means reporting on it accurately. We gave you your chance.
Yeah.
We were fine carrying water. We helped you paint that rosy picture. Now it's time to be adults.
I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt. That's what, like, you were going to say. Also, with that hiatus of no hospital, a lot of those small town, local clinics.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they fulfilled a need.
They did.
And some of those people like who they found outside of the hospital, so they're not going to, switch just because now there's a hospital to go to. I don't know if there was enough need filled by all of those clinics, but there were quite a few of them that popped up.
We got through it. I'd be fine saying I don't know that a whole lot of people died because we didn't have a hospital for that period of time.
Then people got used to traveling 40 minutes to an hour away.
Yeah.
There's people here who wouldn't use the new hospital. They just go to Nashville and use theirs.
Absolutely.
That's where they've been going. Maybe in a dire emergency, they'd be like, okay, take me to take me to the medical center here.
There is this persistent feeling when it comes to healthcare too, that the grass is always greener on the other side.
It's better over there.
Yeah, exactly, because you don't hear as much of the bad things. Because when you do things right, it's like you didn't do anything at all.
Yeah.
You know, when you do things bad, everybody
knows
about it. That's so true. And here's a, you know, when we had a hospital in our city, people still went to the next big city to go to their hospital. I have friends in that city who are, I'm like, do you go to the local hospital? Hell no, we go to Dallas for our healthcare. People in Dallas go to Houston, and people in Houston, they go to Lourdes or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I've heard too many bad hospital stories. Too many.
And how many good ones?
None.
Yeah,
not a one. And I'm not saying that there weren't any. It's just you wouldn't hear about them. Like I
had a guy call me today, and he's like, well, I've been hearing all this news. I got to tell you my story. He was like, I have Medicaid. And the guy sounded like he was my age or younger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, dang, dude, get a job. But in any case, had Medicaid. And he said, I've been to all these hospitals and I never have to pay anything. Well, I went to your hospital, the one that's struggling right now. Mm-hmm. And they told me I owed $100 is what. And I'm just like, dude, you know, I went the other day to my doctor and they were like, oh, your health insurance requires you to give blood and urine samples. So I was like, okay. They're charging me $500 for that.
Oh.
$500. I got the bill yesterday. $500 to give for them to take my blood and my pee. And now
people always telling me to get health insurance.
I'm assuming they're fishing is what they're doing for one. Cause there's like a button that's like pay now right here, you know,
right.
When they know that insurance is probably going to come through and take care of 99% or 100% of it. They just want to see, cause they won't be giving me a bill back. They'll be giving me a credit at most if insurance.
They will not stop payment on the insurance company if you pay right then either.
Yes, brilliant point. So listen to this dude be like, I'm never going back to that hospital again because they charged me $100. Like, dude, I don't know what la-la land you live in where you think $100 is expensive when it comes to healthcare, but talk to somebody on Medicare who breaks their hip and watches their life savings disappear.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
goodness.
Dude.
Could you imagine?
Like, how many government teats have you suckled on and like this and that and gone through this many hospitals while paying a dime and then you got to pay $100 and that ruins your life?
Yeah, I don't want to hear your BS.
I hate poor people.
I have zero insurance.
Like, that's, it's just gross.
I have zero insurance and I'd hate to see what happens if I really have a mat. You know what I mean? Because I am Choctaw, so that there's a level of coverage there, but they can deny it. They can deny it too.
Yeah.
They can say, oh, well, you know, it
that's
wasn't
a white man's
emergent
disease.
Enough.
Yeah.
Syphilis.
Yeah. Syphilis. Yeah.
That's Montezuma's revenge.
Yeah.
We will not cover your hair replacement surgery.
Yeah, dude. No, dude.
Choctaws have full head of hair.
Exactly.
You got to shave that beard before you go in.
Yeah, that's right. That's the white part of you
getting sick.
Yeah,
too much Scottish. You got a red beard and bald head.
Yeah, that's your liver, not your heart. All right? Your heart will cover, not your liver.
How many spirits you got, Jay?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We take two minimum here.
Yeah, two spirit person. That's the newest 2SPLGBTQIA+.
Never heard of that. Until you mentioned it to me on the drive back from this podcast last week, and I've heard it 100 times since then. I listen to NPR every day. I can't help it. I would listen to our station, but until we're on, it's
garbage.
It's plowboys and cowboys.
Yeah, boys, I like to plow, boys.
I would argue it's the same color of your car situation. You heard it, now you're listening for it kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe. That's a very good point.
Okay.
Just the latest iteration. Let me tell you, if you got to tell you, then
that's like
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn, Jay.
Yeah.
Blew my mind. You're a genius.
You took me to the ground, man.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah.
Lifted me back up, tossed me off, gave me a peck on the cheek. The name of my organization is 2SPLGBTQIA+.
That rolls off the tongue.
Yes, sure does, just like other things.
What is it spell? What's the acronym spell? Can you say it one word?
Two-spirit person, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans.
It either sounds Russian.
Intersexual.
Or like a racial slur.
As a two-spirit person, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans. intersex, asexual, plus whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, yeah. Two spiggle up and
everybody else.
Yeah.
Eat everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I got them all,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was
IDGAF.
Yeah. Exactly. Who's left out in that situation?
Yeah, yeah. Hey! Yeah, who is it? Who's left out? There's got to be somebody major
it's
left
straight
out.
Straight white guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's period. Right.
Well, it's just pervasive enough that I did.
C. We're cis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True. We get three letters for
that's
that.
Right.
I don't know if that's short for something. I feel like you call me cis.
Oh, cisgendered.
I'm kind of nothing. Bro.
Cisgendered means
you're normal.
I used to know. Yeah, you're normal. There was a word for it. It's just short for a word.
You're just not crazy.
Yeah, you're like a grounded, stable person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Male or female?
Yeah, I'm sure I've told this story on here before. I had a friend in Flagstaff. He had two kids. One of them was a screeching banshee little, you know, video game kid, just going crazy when he didn't have video games, just kicking and screaming on the couch. And the other was this, y'all, this cute little smart girl, you know.
Okay.
Christmas came around, I gave him PlayStation points and said, get,
makes sense,
you know, not even worried about me. You. Yeah. And I gave her Where the Sidewalk Ends, and she like read it in 3 days or whatever, saw her again. She was like, what's your favorite? We're going over our favorite
that's
ones,
awesome.
And this is so smart. And then I see him shared on Instagram the other day about how she's trans now. Her name is like Spermin or something like that. Sperma or
yeah,
something.
Or Sperkle or
Spackle or something. I don't know. It's like, and she's all trans now. And
it was that book that did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Shel Silverstein shoveling coal for the trans lobby.
I don't think so.
I don't know if Shel Silverstein is a man or a woman. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's a man. And
is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Like Fox
man,
News correspondent
man,
now.
Man, yeah.
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 Yeah, and I just felt so bad. I'm like, Spurgle? That's her name? Spandex or something? Like, I don't remember what it is. Spermin.
What was the name before? Was it at least
Gracie?
Sparrow or, oh, Gracie. That's a great name.
It's a good name.
Great girl's name.
Yeah, sounds like the ejaculate of
a
rat.
Of a horse.
Yeah, rat.
Spermin.
Yeah, Spermin. You fucking. Or like a good banker. Or
right?
Lawyer Spermin, Spermin, and Jones.
Shlomo Spermin.
Yes, he's wearing a tweed chevron jacket. That's how good
that's
he
right.
is.
That's right. Yeah. Let's see. The name is Streber, which is like
Streber?
Somehow worse. I don't know why. Streber.
I know, right? Streber. Yeah. How is it going to be worse than
Sperman?
Yeah. Is it just like, all right, we're going to play Scrabble and you
like,
pick your name?
It's like
in the first hand
Sperman.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, Dad. I don't feel trans. What's your new name?
Yeah.
We're not going to dead name you anymore. Sperm.
Oh my
whatever.
Gosh. And yeah, I had kind of wanted to bring up that I was listening to NPR, and yeah, I can't go 5 seconds listening to that without hearing something about mm-hmm. about this.
Yeah.
And it was like it started I think it was Maura Eliason. She was like, so there's a big effort among parents to prevent their children from using social media apps on their phones. And an increasing number of parents are getting their kids flip phones. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's a good story.
Smart.
Yeah, there's
that's
a lot
smart.
Of
cool.
Yeah, right. I don't smart. Like the idea of the government banning TikTok. I feel like that should be left up to parents to make that decision. And it was like, but there's perhaps one unintended consequence.
Uh-oh.
And that is involving kids in the 2S LBGTQIA plus
fucked it up.
Group.
Yeah.
And they were like, for
fired.
Many of these kids, the only way to find support for the life decisions they need to make is
the creeps online.
It's the creeps online.
Like,
yeah.
That's the worst
yeah.
way.
That's exactly why we're talking about getting rid of it, because they're getting all this strange information and propaganda and weird things that they would not have these feelings or thoughts or
and now they
or
won't
concerns.
Get inappropriately touched in a bowling alley bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, they won't meet up with, you know, some dude named Spurgle.
Yeah. One of the unintended consequences is the very reason we're trying, these parents are trying to not do this,
exactly.
allow their kids to do this anymore.
Exactly. Like, your kid girl changes her name to Spurgle and grows, you know, black hair in front of her face. Definitely not your fault, right? Like, it's 100% the parents' fault,
yeah.
you know, and social media.
Yeah. What can we say? Is it possible that's the best way to frame this. Is it possible that the youth that are quote unquote trying out this, you know, I'm not a man, I'm not a woman, I'm a whatever, or the ones that are saying, I feel like I should be a lesbian or whatever, just on a whim.
I'm just different.
Yeah. But then switch back fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it possible to say that a large number of those may be the more intelligent of the group of children? And the reason why I say that is because they're trying something that everybody else is trying, seeing it ain't what they're about, and moving on with the next thing. You know what I mean? I think we all go through a phase of, let's try it because my homies are trying it.
It was just different for us. Like, you know, what was our trans breakthrough?
Weed, smoking cigarettes, you know, dipping tobacco, drinking, skipping class and
stuff. Now they're not doing any of that. They're boring. And they're changing.
Yeah.
They're just instead changing their genders.
Yeah, I find like I'm talking to like high school age kids who come to our radio station to talk about stuff. But I find them to be simultaneously incredibly intelligent, incredibly dumb. It's like incredibly intelligent with social media technology, but incredibly dumb when it comes to just common sense.
STEM. Oh, okay.
Yeah, what? not STEM. No. You know, I think they're doing good in that direction, but I don't know. To go back, I feel like that's where the parents, like kids, but kids are always like trying to explore something, whether it's drugs or their own sexuality, whatever it is now, their gender now, apparently. Mm. And that's where like I feel like parenting has a big role to play, the strength and direction that you can provide as a parent. I got a really good friend of mine, one of my best friends. I mean, he's just it's tough for him because his wife now, she's got a kid from a previous marriage, and the main custody is with the husband, with her ex-husband, the baby daddy, and and there's no direction in that house. I know those people too. There's no direction whatsoever. They're just
no structure.
They're strange themselves. They're very strange themselves. And the daughter, who I remember when she was like 6, 7, 8 years old, she was so smart. She had a smart mouth on her for sure. But I mean, that's a sign of intelligence too. But you could tell she was going to probably grow up to be a beautiful young woman, strong young woman, strong willed and all that. And she's trans now, or a dude now, and is just,
how old is she now?
I think it's 16, 17,
so
now.
She could easily pull out of this in a year, 6 months, 2 years, whatever,
depending on how many hormone blockers. And
but are they actually doing all that?
I don't know.
Let's say that the parents have just enough sense not to allow major changes at that age. Maybe she's, like I was talking about, maybe she's that
snap
little
out of it. It's a little trend.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a trend. It's 100% a trend.
We've seen that in our schools. I know you guys have seen it in your schools.
Yep.
It's kind of like the teenage girls. It's like, oh, you know, we're gay today. And then six weeks later, or six days later.
If they made out with their friend at a party.
But they're not cool with that anymore.
White shoes are cool now, and black shoes will be cool tomorrow. Yeah. I mean,
is it Labor Day?
Yeah.
Kids don't care about Labor Day anymore.
But I mean, it's extremely frustrating for my buddy who's like, you know, we tried to do a little more conservative values, take her to church, this and that, you know, live out in the country,
well,
you know.
I mean, and my advice to that guy would be, hey, just love your child no matter what. Allow them to be what they are, because they're going to find out whether they are that or not that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. You're
going to still love your child, hopefully.
Have you ever heard anything from your kids about all this shit?
About what?
Like trans stuff.
No.
Like they never questioned their own thing or talked about what's going on in their schools, like bunch of...
Well, you guys know I'm a believer.
Yeah.
And I believe that that's not the way life is. We got males and females, period,
right,
in the story. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I taught my children that way, and they now have their own beliefs outside of mine, but they never
came up to you being like, oh, there's like a whole trans clique, or they're trying to browbeat, or
definitely some discussion in high school about, you know, not trans was not quite, because
my
kids graduated in like, you know, 2020 2019
type
stuff.
It's crazy to think that's back in the fucking day. You know,
yeah, I feel, don't remind me
honestly, but hey, 2020, it's easy to forget that was yeah. that was a watershed moment for our society. And I mean, American society in total, COVID and George Floyd. I mean, those two things right there
absolutely
rocked our society in so many ways. And there are some who I'm just going to say, the transgender community really tried to ride the coattails of the BLM movement.
Hey, us too. Yeah, yeah. I remember seeing like BLM flags. I'm like, well, BLM trans flags.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm, you know, you kind of.
Y'all didn't get that 400 years of slavery and oppression, dude. You can't latch on to that shit. Can't do it.
But yeah, and to second what you said, another really good buddy of mine, his daughter, 100% normal and a believer herself, and church, goes to church, you know, so she got a good framework in her life.
Right.
But she, you know, I didn't believe that this is something that happened around here, and talking to her, and she was like, oh, look, it's just a terrible fad. It's a fad going through. She was like, she explained to me that she was kicked out among a group of her best friends because she was not willing to
participate
in the fad and it's just that's
crazy. Reminds me when I was a small boy and I wasn't able to afford any marbles, I got kicked out of the group when
the
I was
marble
able,
group
I had to collect marbles left over in the sandbox
in the fourth grade. If you didn't have XJ900s from Payless Shoe Store, you weren't that guy,
dude. I was sitting there just watching the Beyblades just pass me by, dude. Beyblades were going crazy. And I had none. My mom got me the cheap knockoff Beyblades from the freaking dollar store. Bless her heart.
Yeah,
she did her best with what she had. But yeah, mine didn't.
These girls have it so easy now. All they need is hormone blockers, a double mastectomy, and they'll fit right in.
Yeah, that's right. Astro Jacks. Yeah. I watched the kid get killed by a set of those.
But you know, I do wonder for young women.
We lost an eye.
We see where social media has a particularly nefarious influence on young women, and I wonder if young women are more susceptible to this trans stuff. Like at first I thought it was only guys trying to become women so they could play basketball and win.
Yeah,
but I think that's the majority.
It is the majority, but my personal experiences with trans people, like my buddy was talking about, who's got a daughter that went trans. All the personal situations of this I know are all involving young girls.
That's
I wonder if it's because you go on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, all you're going to see are beautiful women. That is what goes viral, is beautiful women. Ugly people don't go viral. Right. You know?
Bikini shots.
But that makes them want to become ugly dudes? Or what?
I mean, because you're looking at this beautiful, but you realize you can never be that. Yeah, so what else can you do to define your identity and to be a unique person? I don't know. I'm theorizing
no idea either. It's like, I just assume for the most part, it's not dudes who even want to play basketball and win. It's dudes who want to hit up the chicks. Locker room or whatever, in there, be creepy, dude. You all look creepy to me. Like, why is it there's absolutely like traps, I guess is what they call them, like trans chicks who are super duper hot, but you wouldn't know that they were dudes before or whatever.
Gotcha.
And that's, whatever.
Is that from, what was the Star Wars guy? It's a trap.
Oh, it's a trap.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Where do they live?
And now if you're into that, every girl's panties you get off, you go, where is it? But and for the most part, I don't know. Like, I see a lot of the, I watch a lot of trans TikTok compilations. I watch Ben Shapiro watch trans TikTok compilations. It's great. And and it's like they're all so desperately unattractive men who become even worse looking, just freaking women, you know, or I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know. It's y'all gross. This whole thing's gross.
Man, I'm going to come out and say I believe gender dysphoria is a real thing, and that there are dudes who look down at what they got and they're like, I hate this thing, and it's and for whatever reason they hate, and vice versa, you know. There's
self-loathing.
There's women who are like, I want the power that is associated with a dude.
These tits disgust me.
Yeah.
Give them here. But I believe that some of that is 100% legit, and that's why I'm like, when Biden signed that proclamation on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, not just any Sunday, but Easter Sunday, only the most important Christian holiday, Trans Day of Visibility. I couldn't help but think,
I think like people who really suffer from this stuff, like real transgender people, they're doing their best to be invisible in society. Mm. Traps who do not want to, they've left their previous gender identity behind. They don't want to be singled out and be like, hey, that you see that person? What a hero right there. Yeah. They were born a boy and now they're a girl. Like, no, yeah. don't point
they
me out.
They just want to be a girl now.
They want to be invisible and just treated just like a normal person. I'm all for that 100%. And so this day of visibility thing is just the stupidest thing on so many levels.
I watched this it was like an MTV dating show with really hot trans girls, and they're like walking the beach. Like you wouldn't be able to tell,
right?
Like at all.
All you kinds know? Of dudes hitting on them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I saw a Maury episode or something where they were just like, guess which one was born a man. I would have never. I would have never guessed.
I saw that too. And then the whole thing was. The girls are like doing their talking head interviews after, and then like, well, I got his number and blah blah blah, and then I had to tell him. I told him I was trans, and they got mad or whatever. And it's like, you should want to date me if I'm this hot and blah blah blah. It's like, not everybody wants to suck a dick.
Yeah,
I mean, it's at the end of the day, not everybody wants to do that.
Be Eddie Murphy. Or,
yeah, exactly.
See, that's the thing.
And I remember just quickly. This was years ago, and I remember. When that video was posted up on Reddit and it was like, can you believe this chick acting like that? Like, oh, you're pissed that the dude wasn't to want to be with you because you're formerly a dude. Ooh. And it's kind of like, and people were like, I know, right? Isn't that a ridiculous thing to think?
How things have changed.
Yeah. Now Reddit is a complete, oh my God. Reddit is so bad. Yeah. So there's a video.
You'd be gay if you didn't do it.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Hold on.
But I was watching knockout videos last night, and there was one of this.
Those.
Yeah, there was one of this older dude who is supporting the Jews and Israel on the side of the corner of some intersection, and yeah, his sign was a little provocative. It said "Nuke Gaza" and stuff like that. So
that's a little rough.
It's free country. Rough. You're allowed to do that. Express your opinions.
Yeah, and then some dude, who's obviously like Palestinian supporter, just comes up and and just knocks him out. And everybody in the comments is like, "Well, you're holding the sign like that. You're if you're supporting genocide, you ought to get knocked out." This is Reddit, and I'm like looking down. I'm like, "Where's the dude who's like?"
Yeah.
First
Amendment peacefully protest and not be feared or fearful of doing so.
Yeah. Or one guy who's like, I don't know, holding a sign is a lot better than a horrific terrorist attack on innocent people, that type of thing. Nobody. There wasn't a single person in there who wasn't just like, dude, let's go Palestine. Let's go. I ride or die for Palestine, man. Yeah. I can't imagine ever saying those words. They could like cure cancer, and I'm going to still be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm still wary on Palestine a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
There's not a thing they could do.
When they're like, you hear people, and I've heard this in person. I had an argument not too long ago with somebody personally in real life about this.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, what about the fence that surrounds Gaza? And I'm like, yeah, you better believe if I had people that were firing hundreds of rockets at me every day, and that would then and then like built tunnels so they could sneak into my backyard and throw hand grenades into my house. You better believe the very least I'm going to do is put a fence around their
privacy
property.
Fence.
Yeah, exactly. it's
stockade.
Yeah, a fence around. Yeah, yeah, fence. Man, I'm sorry, those people they don't deserve to not be fenced in.
Yeah,
just at this point.
My favorite thing is. Israel cut off water and electricity to Palestine. It's like, well, they were supplying it for like a free and then like nothing in exchange. And then y'all kind of did what you did. And then they kind of cut off industrious people. Well, get some power plants going.
Well, here's the thing. You know what else Israel did is they supplied Gaza with generators and water desalination plants, these miniaturized desalination plants. And then Hamas went and took those apart and made rockets out of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
They literally are biting the hand that feeds them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are
they're trying to bite it off.
Yeah.
They're trying to bite it off.
And there are
and
people.
It's like, you're an, become a people that can build your own fucking power plant. How about that?
Politics is the only reason why there's Americans that give a daggum about Hamas.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, and then this whole talk, the same conversation I had with this person, they're like, well, it's just a big open-air concentration camp. Like, have you seen pictures of Rafah? Have you seen picture of Jan Kunis? I mean, there's like beautiful parks and swimming pools all over the place and a beautiful outdoor site. This is not a concentration camp. These are people who just
federal prison.
Who couldn't help. they're shitting on their own place. And yeah. It's like people who are like from the river to the sea, which means that literally means wiping
kill all
out
the Jews.
Israel. Yeah. Wipe, or kick them out. Yeah. At best, it means kick them out. Because, yeah, that's always a great idea. You know, like Stalin, he didn't kill a whole lot of Jews.
That'd be
the
worst case scenario for them.
Yeah.
Kicking out the Jews. That would be the worst case scenario.
Could you imagine
they all die?
Tel Aviv, beautiful city, modern city.
Yeah, yeah. Run by dogs.
If Gazans, if Gazans ran Tel Aviv, dude,
it would implode in 6 months.
Yeah, what is this? A faucet.
It's a toilet.
Yeah.
So stop crapping in the street, please. Yeah.
You don't drink out of the toilet.
Sick of it, man. We get like, what's with people's no common sense about this crap?
It blows my mind.
It absolutely blows my mind. Go
and every
else.
Day, we're learning more and more about what these Hamas dogs, these thugs did to these innocent people in Israel. Where I would like to think if a fraction of what happened to the nation of Israel on October 7, 2023, for us, heads would roll, dude. Heads would roll. I don't care who we bombed, what we bombed. Heads would have to roll. We would go to the ends of the earth and beyond.
We'd find weapons of mass destruction
from
bro.
The yeah. From the, yeah. Oh yeah, we find that.
We find that.
Yeah,
we
got a matchbook here.
One with us. We would carry one with us.
Yeah.
We'd be and from plant the, that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd be from the Pacific to the Atlantic.
Yeah, exactly.
You make it so America's the only people left.
United States of the world.
We're as far as east is to the west, baby.
It's crazy, man. Whatever. What else? Funny things. Anything funny happen to you guys? Funny? Something funny? Some shtummy? Back to that?
No fun. No fun to have been had recently.
I've been having a lot of
family.
Eclipse. It's everybody's tripping about the eclipse.
Yeah, the eclipse. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is the last podcast before the end of the world, actually.
Yeah,
exactly.
Forgot about that.
I heard about that.
Yeah. The third coming of
I saw Apocalypto, man.
Yeah, third coming.
Yeah, the third coming, I think it's supposed to be.
We missed the second.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, he was, he got a little preoccupied. He appeared in Vegas.
Yeah.
Had some fun. Said, you know what?
Yeah. Took some pictures for a few dollars.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, on the corner. Like, no, I'm actually Jesus. And they're like,
bless
you. Dude, like
bless
selfie.
You, my son.
Yeah. Hashtag Messiah.
Yeah. And then, so there's a lot of conspiracies going on about what this is, as if it doesn't happen every month, every year.
The rapture's happening.
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't look at Facebook, so I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. But I imagine as the days wind down ahead of the eclipse that they are getting a little silly.
Well, I saw one that was hilarious. It was like, if you follow the exact like path of the sun during this time or whatever, it passes through like 19 cities named Nevea or something,
which is heaven backwards
and then it ends in Jonas, Texas or something, which Jonas, as we all know,
the whale,
big fish. Don't ever confuse that with a whale, Patrick. It's a big fish. I've said whale in front of too many people, and they're like, it was a big fish.
Nobody
they
actually
always
knows.
Correct it.
Yeah.
It was a big fish.
At the end of the day, what is a whale but a big fish?
It's a mammal. This big fish clearly laid eggs. I saw it. It's like, they always say that, though. I'm like, oh, yeah, Jonas fell in the mouth of the whale, and it's like, it fell in. Like, I always say, fell in. But, and then it's always like Bigfoot fish that was guy correct you.
Missing a piece of the puzzle there. Yeah.
So, it ends in Jonas, Texas, which, again, you know, and then it's like 19 cities named Nevea. 19 times 32 minus 46 is, you know,
plus
whatever,
one.
Plus one is 666 or something like that. And this is coming event times and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, man, y'all are really reaching.
Hey, those people, Also,
y'all need a hobby.
We're planning on the end of times during the Mayan calendar.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
And we're standing on rooftops during 1999. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, so, exactly. And the Mayan calendar always bugs me. I'm pretty sure the Mayans were just like 2012. That's good enough. We'll see if we make it to somewhere near that. And they didn't.
Yeah.
Like not even close.
We're writing this in like 1400. Yeah, exactly. Like, we don't need to go that. Yeah,
that's 600 exactly. years later. None of us will be around.
Who buys calendars that far? Yeah.
That's right.
I have never bought a calendar. Well, I've never bought a calendar for one. But if I'm not going to buy one for like 2029.
Your phone now has a perpetual calendar.
That's true.
Yeah. It goes on forever.
Yeah, it goes on forever. You could see quite far.
I haven't gone to the end. Has anybody gone to the end of their phone's calendar?
Man. Oh,
think about that.
Let us know.
I'm gonna go at the end of this conversation.
He's gonna reserve 16 hours.
Yeah,
you know I can't make it.
Actually, I'm gonna use the year button.
And just advance
by year. Yeah. So
that's right.
Hopefully, you know, 2055. Here I come.
You get to the point like, yeah, you'll be dead by now.
Exactly. I'm gonna set my 100th birthday.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, reminder.
Oh, what a sad thing that right? be when your phone rings off alone and dead because you're dead.
and it was donated to some Ethiopian kid.
Exactly.
So he pops up, Mom, what the hell?
It's my birthday. Mama, it's my birthday. As they run back to
I'm 100.
Yeah. Jay Lilly's long gone.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Yes, what else? I saw a video of Prince Philip, who's dead, right? He's dead.
I don't know that one.
Or King Philip. Which
King
is,
Philip is the new king because
which is the dude? No, that's Charles. Charles,
you're right.
Chuck.
Chucky.
Yeah, my Chuck. Bad. We joke about that on the radio. It's like I could give two fucks about the royalty if I ever met King Charles. Be like, what up, Chuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Free man here. I don't know about you.
But, I remember when we whooped your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Like repeatedly.
I vote for the people I hate.
Yeah, that's right. And then, it was like Philip, which I guess he died. And it was a picture of Philip from every year he was alive, from like 97 all the way down to, one or whatever. I didn't get that far. But I got to 40 and I was like, damn, dude, British royalty is awful. They look awful. I mean, at 40... Because I was really making it to 65 because I wanted to see what Greg... Like, I wanted to compare King Philip or put it to Greg at 65. He just turned 65.
I love it.
Greg looks way better. And Greg looks awful. No kidding. But, you know, and that was... It was like they just look terrible, these people, these folks.
Yeah, it's the inbreeding.
Yeah.
That'll do it every time.
Yeah.
Compounded by a few generations. And
yeah.
Yeah.
They do bang each other, don't they?
They do be.
They do be banging each other. Kind
of
gross.
Yeah, that's why, at the end of the day, like, Harry, I guess I don't blame you, man. Try to get out. You didn't want to, have to date your sister, so.
Yeah. But he's going to spoil the whole line.
Yeah, I know. Fresh branch.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Is leaking.
It's like, what's that? Oh, that was Harry.
Yeah.
He went outside the tree. Made a new branch.
Yeah. Well, so they're predicting like some cloud coverage on the eclipse day.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
Especially here more than there.
Yes.
So we're going to get your 100,000.
That's funny.
We're going to have our amount of people and your 100,000 going to pour into our town.
Tell them to bring money. All right. I mean, at this point, we're just everybody that I know that's doing anything is just price gouging.
Yeah.
I
don't even come near my lawn at Casa del Masio unless you bring a big fat check.
Yeah. Dude. Turns out we also have a $1,000 leaving town.
Yeah. That's right. To me.
Yeah. $50 just to look at our son.
Yeah.
How many parking spots are in your yard, bro?
I could fit a lot, dude.
I'm thinking a lot more than what you think.
Yeah. Yeah. But no matter what, limited space, so prices are high.
If we didn't have the stupid radio show, we're going to be doing like a day-long radio show for it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And if it wasn't for that, I'd be at my house cooking $20 hot dogs, have an ice chest full of beer that's like, I can't sell you the beer, but you know what? I can charge you $50 to sit here for 30 minutes and you can have as much as you want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I would totally be doing that.
Yeah, if I was smart, dude, I would have figured out a way to make a lot of money trees. From these assholes.
I got a lot of trees in my house, so no.
You do, don't you?
There are some. There's like 100 tents.
Well, it's
north.
Like crappy viewing area. Still expensive.
Yeah, walk to the street, bro.
Yeah, you can camp all along your, you have a whole camping.
Yeah, could you imagine, you know? That would be like primitive, dude, for some of these folks that are, yeah, I don't know, coming to like Chicago and yeah, stuff, to that your side lot, man, yeah, that would be like, wow, this, what is, we a call wilderness,
the kids football field.
Every gunshot they hear somebody hunting, they're ducking.
Oh, no. Yeah.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
That is so funny, because I live just far enough out in the country that people are shooting all the time. Me or my neighbors or somebody's shooting. And I remember the last times our stepdad was down, he lived in Canada where guns are completely illegal. They'll shoot you if they find you with a gun.
Yeah.
It was a Christmas morning, and he heard a bunch of gunshots, and he was like, what is going on over there? I was like, it's Christmas. Somebody got a gun. Yeah.
Christmas.
But I'm lucky them.
Gatlin gun, fucking bazooka, fucking mortar fire. Yeah. Like, it's Christmas, dude.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
And in the South, every single person listening was like, Christmas, new gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have no concern. I hear gunshots. I mean, I know people get hit by stray bullets all the time, but hey, if that's how I'm going to go out, like, that's how I'm going to go out.
What's the likelihood you get hit by a stray bullet shot straight in the air?
You better be
astronomical.
If you think that those are in your cards, you should go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, because it's almost $1 billion again.
I've never thought about it hitting me, but one time I was outside with Miles, like, and he was just in the driveway, just walking around, and like,
heard one,
and I was like, imagining what if that like hit Miles?
Yeah.
Oh, I've thought of that.
Put your.
Well, I lived in the
hands out. Yeah, that is not okay.
Yeah,
I lived in Southside OKC, so there was drive-bys all the time. Mm.
No, if you heard a gunshot in OKC, there was something happening.
Yeah, well, it was definitely down the street most of the time, but you know that they sold drugs too, so mm-hmm. you know as long as they didn't mistake your yellow house for their yellow house,
yeah,
you're
exactly
good to go.
And the bullet holes in the house are like, it's got character,
it's gotta be them.
Yeah,
yeah, house looks like Swiss cheese.
they only have their carpet layers, but they only have had the same roll of carpet on the top of that pickup for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
No,
carpenters and carpet layers. Yeah, yeah. Where are we at over there, Patrick? Can you see? I can't see.
I get it.
No, I just need to know how long.
How long has it been?
How long has it been, Patrick?
How many minutes?
How long?
He's going to have to
stop. Oh, he turned it off.
No. An hour and five minutes.
We're good to go.
I like it.
I think that's all right. Unless you guys have anything. I had nothing walking into this, and somehow we managed to make it to an hour and 5 minutes.
Right?
So,
right.
You know, I had some things, I guess. I brought up a couple things.
Yeah.
Apart from that.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we did Easter with the kids.
Yeah.
Forced them into Easter way too soon. This is the problem with parents like us. If you think on our second children, we're going to be doing Easter for them at 1 year and 2 year, we're wrong, I think. Well, no, yours was fine. Mine was not.
We had a grandbaby.
It was terrible. Man, yeah, he did terribly at his Easter egg hunt. I'm very disappointed in him. Yeah.
Mine did a great job last year, so I knew this year would be twice as good.
Well, there
nice.
You go.
Nice.
Yeah. He just immediately cried as soon as I tried to take him, you know.
Tried to take an egg away?
No, I tried to get him to get an egg.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
He was not
He's
in the mood.
He's a year old. He's just more than that. Little guy.
He's what, 16 months old?
That's a year. I don't do this months thing, man.
I know, right? He's a year and some change. That's what a guy
says. He's like, he's almost 18 months old.
Guys don't say that, bro.
Yeah, he's almost 1 year.
Gay?
Yeah, you gay?
Gay.
LGBT13?
Yeah.
32 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't,
he's
I don't 16 care then.
Months. No, he's 18 months.
That's
should
a year and
be able to
and
pick
a half.
Up a fucking egg and put it in a basket. This kid's got no future.
Well, he didn't want to put all his eggs in one basket.
Yeah, well, yeah, one of them.
At least one.
Yeah.
And mine is so jaded already at 2 years old that she picked up a couple of plastic eggs because we decided we're not going to put anything in them because anything that we can put in a little plastic egg, both of those kids are young enough, they will choke to death on those things. Gotcha. So and mine is so jaded, though, that she picked up a couple. Opened them up, realized there was nothing in them, and didn't go for them anymore. She was just picking up the boiled eggs that we had died.
Funny.
And because she was like, oh, got some heft to them, you know?
Smart. Yeah. Must be something in there. Here. Yeah,
it must
funny.
Be something in there.
I love it. So,
oh, man.
Daddy got to eat a lot of boiled eggs here recently. Yeah.
But you're like bringing Miles around Mariah, like my heart breaks every time a little bit. Like I want Mariah to do her thing, but man, is she a selfish one?
Oh,
man.
My gosh, dude.
She rips everything out of his hands. Anything.
Hey,
anything and
good.
Everything.
That's growth, brother.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's learning.
He's a pecking order, man.
Yeah,
she senses weakness.
What
all
is
right?
he learning?
He's learning that he's not going to get
women
everything
are cruel.
In life.
Yeah.
if he wants it and a woman in his vicinity wants it, he doesn't get it.
Yeah. But like every time I see you guys like go to discipline Mariah, it seems like your first time ever doing
it.
You know, every time it's like, hey,
have you ever had to discipline your son?
I discipline him every day.
You have not once been in a moment where you had to discipline your son.
It's different. I do too. For
dads with daughters and sons, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disciplining.
Yeah,
definitely.
She's definitely. So cute.
And he gets this, he does this thing now where I go, Miles, no. Right? Just like that. Yeah. And he hides.
Oh, dang.
He still has one eye. Like, looking at me. He's like,
you can't see me.
Yeah. Because he'll get on the couch. But now he's trying to push me. He's trying to test me.
Uh-oh.
See how much. What does this actually mean?
Miles, he knows you ain't going to actually do nothing.
Yeah. Well, until I do.
Uh-oh. Until that day.
Yeah.
You got to get your bluff in, though.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, he'll get on the couch, and he wants to stand on the couch. I'm okay. I'm crawling.
Yeah, but it's dangerous.
You can sit on the couch, but you can't stand on the couch. Yeah. So he'll get on both feet, but he's still like the frog position.
He's like, I'm not like
Miles.
He's like, this is UFC, Dad. I'm on my knees.
He's doing the John Jones.
I got one hand down.
Yeah. I'm a downed opponent, but he'll start like
you're like
lifting up. I'm like, Miles, you better fucking not. You know? Ooh, he like goes back down a little bit, hides behind a cushion for a bit, looks at me smiling. Oh, it's annoying.
But the smile.
Like, you ever have a dog not listen to you?
Yes. Oh, dude, that's maddest I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
Easy. But the smile melts you a little bit.
Of course.
Okay, okay.
Because then I get a smile and I'm like, dude, come on.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Now my daughter, she knows enough. Like, she knows that I'm not going to actually do anything when I get on to her. Like, where I'm like, Mariah, quit. She'll go, no, Daddy, no yelling. Like, oh
gotcha.
Yeah, got me. Like, so you're bossing me around now, huh?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So something that's been happening a lot. And again, I don't have a problem with it. I don't, because I want Miles to learn. But he'll pick up one of her toys or even one of his toys, and she'll
go, one of his toys.
Mine.
Yeah.
And rip it away from him. And now what you have to do, what I'm learning is you guys are, and we are setting these boundaries. So for Easter, I got them both monster trucks.
Nice.
Very distinct. Like, Mariah's like got
girls.
Hers.
I like that.
You know, and we're like, Mariah, this is yours.
I love it.
Miles gets this one. So she doesn't even try and take it from him unless, but she's like, mine about hers.
Yeah.
And then he'll like, she doesn't like the way he's playing with his. So she'll pick his up and put it on the stable concrete and be like, no, like this. Miles, this is how you play with yours.
Yeah,
you know, like she's super it. Like, and then he'll leave it behind. He'll get distracted, and she'll be like, you left your." She'll pick up his and bring it to him, and be like, "That's yours." So you set those boundaries.
Yeah, that's cool, and she
obviously
knows
understands that.
So we're beyond participation trophy society now. We are in the society where if you're hosting a party for your kid's birthday, you have to get all the other kids' presents too now.
That's horrible.
Yeah. I felt, but here's the thing. Okay, so it's Saturday night, the night before Easter, and I'm realizing I didn't get the kids shit. Like, I didn't get either of them anything, right? No baskets or whatever. And then so I like sit down on the couch. I'm like, wait, did you guys get like the kids' baskets? And you're like, yeah.
Duh.
You know, of course. And I'm like, fuck, now I got to go like... I was like, got to go to dollar store to buy some hokum and throw it all together and like
about literally
shit.
Burn my money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all worthless. It doesn't matter where you go for it. Kids stuff is worthless.
Yeah. And they're going to break it or it's going to get thrown away.
Exactly.
Or not used.
Or not used at all.
Absolutely.
And then so I went to Walmart in the morning and there's nothing. There's no Easter shit left. So I'm just like, fuck, I'm just going to spoil them with really nice trucks. Like, this is going to be Easter. Nothing to do with Easter at all.
I like it.
You know, monster
favorite
trucks.
That's where, Brett, you can't just collect a couple of boiled eggs anymore. Now you have to. It's like Christmas. It was like Christmas for them the other day.
It was.
A pile of crap that they had.
A pile of junk, that we had, that I had to bring into my car.
It goes into the toy box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and they're both. Both at the age is like I'm not
slash
gonna get
garbage candy.
I'm not gonna get them candy. Like, I'm not gonna get the small toys for them to choke on or candy for them to get hyper and sick on.
Yeah,
you know, because that's what happens
and annoy
when you're
the
kid,
hell out of you.
Yeah, when you're a kid and you eat a bunch of candy, you get sick. That's what that is.
Yep. It's a natural reaction.
Yeah, yeah, to a lot of candy. As an adult, like, you think as a kid, oh, as an adult, I'm going to eat nothing but candy. But we've all maybe done it once.
Yeah.
You get sick.
Yeah.
You know, I once ate like an entire bag of Skittles. And I had this cannonball in my stomach. Like, my body was shutting down, my liver, my kidneys, trying to leech nutrients from this like hard ball of
was it right up underneath the rib?
Oh yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, the hard ball of, I've been there. It hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. I just imagine my stomach is forming around this thing, like trying to grab something.
You're trying
off
to digest a cannonball.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my eyes are turning yellow, I'm pissing blood, and it's like, that's what happens when you eat a lot of candy.
Yeah. Right?
So we know not to do this.
That's why adults don't do it. Kids.
Yeah. I can't wait to grow up and I'm gonna have cookies for dinner every night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you die. You look like that. What was it?
Yeah.
Frasier in Kelsey Grammer in The Whale Man.
Whale Man.
That movie from last year? And the fat guy that Frasier was in?
Oh, Brendan Fraser, not Kelsey Grammer, was in fucking The Whale.
Yeah.
Whale Man. Kelsey Grammer is Whale Man. You know him from Frasier.
I didn't watch the movie.
2024.
Yeah, me either.
Fall of 2024.
Yeah, yeah. They start looking like that. Yeah, exactly. You die an early. Early, you die early.
Yes, early death. What is an early death these
Dying
days?
From early death. That's what it is.
Oh my goodness.
He's been diagnosed with early death syndrome.
That's honestly what you should say to every morbidly fat person who walks by you. Just like, enjoy dying early. Yeah. That's shouldn't be unless, see you later.
Unless they have a great sense of humor about it.
Oh, of course.
You can't do nothing. You know what I mean?
Of course.
It's like they M&M.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there really quickly. But, you know, it's.
I've been working hard.
I've been working really, really hard. Actually, I don't know how I could be worse. Like, with what I cram into my body, I don't understand how I'm not, you know, way over the line.
Good genetics, like, just struggling.
Yeah, probably it's struggling. And one day that will all fall, like scaffolding off a building, and then it's just,
I don't know, like the Francis Scott Key Bridge or something, and, like, it just accidentally got hit by a ship or something.
That's right. That's
theoretically,
right.
But...
Well, I suppose.
We made like 20 more minutes after
go.
We were done, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's all I had today.
That was fun.
Had a fun Easter with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, with the kids.
Another shot of Spear Point?
Yeah, we'll do it. After.
Right, cool. After.
A parting shot.
Yeah. How many episodes? Are we at 160 yet?
This is 158.
All right.
I got work to do.
Yeah.
Apparently. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go, folks. We will see y'all next week.
Peace.
Bye.